Now, yesterday we were talking about surefire ways to cop off with people, right? After somebody told us that if you win someone a cuddly toy at a fun fair, it's a brilliant way to get to their heart, get some right there. And then somebody else came up with the idea that if you give someone you fancy framed lyrics of a love song, they will automatically fall in love with you.
I'm still not sure about
that. I'm not sure about that at all. I would run a million miles. And then we found out from you that the best place to find love is actually in the supermarket. So earlier today, we put that to the test with the lovely Laura. All right, darling?
All right, my darling.
Now, let's talk about the first person you tried to chat up. Who was he?
Right, he was actually a guy who worked in the shop, and he was one of those tall, dark and handsome types.
Okay. All right, and do you think that she managed to get his phone number or not? Because that's the idea of this.
I would imagine... yeah, no, Laura, yeah.
Now, Laura took some props with her, didn't you?
I did indeed,
what
yes.
What were the props?
I had a cuddly toy in the form of a polar bear.
Ready to give out to...
With a tie
somebody.
On.
Right.
It's very important that you remember the tie. And I also had some Daniel Bedingfield lyrics.
Well, hang on now, I might change my mind.
For if you're not the one, yeah?
That's right, yeah.
All right, so let's see what happened with the first bloke. You think,
yeah,
think
I think
yes?
She will, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Hiya.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah.
Do you like cuddly toys?
Sorry?
Do you like cuddly toys? Because I've won one for you.
Toys?
Yeah. And there's a poem that I've got as well. A Daniel Bedingfield song for you.
No.
If you're not the one, then why does my soul feel glad today? If you're not the one, then why does my hand fit yours this way?
No, sorry.
No?
No.
Do you not like it?
No.
Okay, so you don't want to go out sometime?
No, I don't.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Yeah, he wasn't having any of that at all.
He wasn't very chatty, was he, really?
No.
He didn't really take part in your conversation.
No.
Okay, so you don't want to go out sometime?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No. All right, so then we sent you off to a different shop.
Yeah.
What was that guy doing at the start of that, by the way? Can you just talk me through that? What was that?
Oh, he had, you know, one of those pricing gun things.
Oh, was he pricing up the tins?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay.
Is that why you picked him?
Yeah.
So, you went straight in with the framed lyrics on the next one, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. And this is in a different shop, supermarket. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What do you think? Yes or no? Straight in with the lyrics.
Go on, I'm going to say yes again.
All right. Let's have a listen.
Excuse me. If you're not the one, then why does my heart return your call? If you're not the one... Then why does my heart feel like this at all? Would you like to go out sometime? With me?
I don't think my wife would let me.
But I won you a cuddly toy and everything. Is that a no?
Yes.
Thanks anyway.
Don't think my wife would let me.
Yeah. Did you not check for a ring?
No.
So that's another no, I'm afraid. All right, so then you went somewhere else to another shop and tried it again.
Yep.
Okay. Yes or no, do you think this time?
Yes, I hope so, now.
Right. Okay.
Hiya.
That's the wrong one.
That's
not right.
Sounded
this
like
one.
The same price.
Would you recommend that? Have you had
nice.
It before?
I've had it for the last 3 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay,
nice.
Is it expensive?
$3.19.
Okay,
it's
cool.
It's a good portion.
Do you live around here then?
No, I work over there.
Oh right, okay. I won this for you.
Won it for me?
Yeah.
Right, so you went straight for the product thing there.
That's right, I asked him what it was like.
Did you say that looks like a good portion?
No, he said it's a good portion.
Oh, right. It's a very forward, very forward opening chat.
Straight in for the kill with the old shut up line.
Would you recommend that?
What are you asking for you to recommend?
It was some kind of Thai curry, I think.
Okay. Mm. Let's see how the conversation continued.
I kind of noticed you around, so I won that for you. And also, I've got something in my pocket. I don't know if you can see that. It's the words to a song that I've done for you. Do you recognise it? If you're not the one, then why does my soul feel glad today? If you're not the one, then why does my hand fit yours this way? If you're not mine, then why does your heart return my call? If you're not mine, would I have the strength to stand at all?
That's for me.
Yeah.
Seriously, you are seriously scary.
Yeah.
God. What was he doing at that point? Was he looking a little bit scared and like he wanted to run away but couldn't?
Looking a bit shifty, but I had him cornered.
Was he blushing at this point? Because I would imagine that he would be going bright red.
At this point, he had the cuddly toy in his hands and I was thrusting this bit of paper in his face.
And he sounded like he was quite enjoying it. He was smiling, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What happened next?
So I was just wondering, do you want to go out sometime or...?
Yeah.
Do you? Have you got... Can I get your number? Have you got a pen? If you take my number, 0777 0756 408. Yeah, and it's Laura. So give me a text and then I'll... Because I haven't got my phone on me at the moment. But send me a text and then I'll...
Wait, live around me?
Yeah. Okay, wicked.
Okay. Did he actually take the bear?
Yeah. And the words.
So he took the cuddly toy and the bear with him.
Yeah.
And you've got a date with him. Only quick-thinking Laura gave him the Flirt Divert number.
Poor man.